something that you constantly see, especially in regards to the Jews. You know, the Bible says that they missed their time of visitation. When God in the flesh came to them and salvation was born here on this earth, they missed it. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They stumbled at the stumbling stone. Now look at Matthew 21, verse 43 says, "Therefore say I unto you," verse 43, "the kingdom of God shall be taken from you," speaking to the Pharisees, which were adherents to Judaism, "and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but upon whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. Now go with me, if you would, to 2 Chronicles 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. I read this verse and I was thinking to myself, why does it say that he'll grind them to powder? I mean, maybe he's just illustrating the fact that he's just going to demolish them, which obviously he is and he has. But why does it say to powder? Like, why does it say that he's just going to grind them to powder? Well, I believe it's because if you read in the Old Testament, specifically in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, you know, you'll read about the bad kings, but you also read about good kings, righteous kings. Yeah. And often the first thing that righteous kings would do when they would come into power, what would they do? They would begin to reform the land, yeah. Right? They would start coming, break the houses of the Sodomites, you know. They would take down the groves. They would smash all the idols. I mean, they clean house is what they would do. Yeah. Now, here's an example of this in 2 Chronicles 34 and verse number 5, speaking of Josiah, which was a very good godly king. Verse number 5 says, "And he burnt the bones of the priests upon the altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves and had beaten the graves images into powder and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem." So what would the righteous king do? When he would come and clean house, he's demolishing everything. He's destroying everything. What is it? He's grinding it even to powder. I mean, to kill something and to smash something, it's like, okay, it's done, man. But when you're grinding it to powder, you're making sure that thing will never come to life. That thing can never be put back together. And so it makes sense in Matthew when we read that he says the kingdom of God shall be taken from me and given to another nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And he tells them in elsewhere, no fruit shall grow on here thereon forevermore. What is he doing? He's grinding it to powder. Why? Because just as the righteous kings in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles clean house, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will clean house as well.
Amen.
He's going to grind it to powder. He's right. Going to make sure Judaism never comes back.
That's right.
He's like, you're done. Like the chaff, as the Bible says. The ungodly are taken away like the chaff. So it's not like he's just breaking it down and then you can just build it back up. No. You can't build that back up ever again. You know, obviously we have people today that are trying to bring back the Hebrew roots movement. It's not going to work. It's already powder. It's not going to work. But I thought that was interesting. You know, the Bible says, whosoever shall fall upon, he will grind it to powder. Just like the kings did in the Old Testament.